This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the United States would produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days, and that he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as the coordinator of the Defense Production Act. Speaking at a White House news conference, the president said that he invoked the act because of reluctance on the part of some American companies, including General Motors, to produce the ventilators needed to meet the coronavirus pandemic.
This afternoon, I invoked the Defense Production Act to compel General Motors to accept, perform, and prioritize federal contracts for ventilators.
Trump said there was a great chance the United States would not need so many ventilators to fight the coronavirus outbreak and would then help other countries in need. The president had come under criticism from some state governors, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, for not invoking the Defense Production Act earlier. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a record $2.2 trillion aid package meant to offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Among other things, the $2.2 trillion package has direct payments for many Americans, boosts in unemployment benefits, and help for businesses large and small.
It's there. It's substantial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, shortly after the bill easily passed by voice vote, Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey had tried to force a roll call vote to put each member on the record. That would have delayed approval while forcing lawmakers to take risky flights here to Washington. His move infuriated President Trump, who called Massey a third-rate grandstander who should be thrown out of the GOP. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday he would still lead the country's response to the coronavirus outbreak, but would be holed up inside a borrowed office within the nation's seat of government after testing positive. Reuters' Francesca Liner reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was self-isolating for 7 days and working from home on Friday after announcing his positive coronavirus test results.
In no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology.
The PM will now have meals and paperwork delivered to his door and will communicate with his team via video conferencing as the UK government continues the country's battle against coronavirus. Health Secretary Matt Hancock revealed on Friday that he too has come down with the virus.
South Africans woke up under lockdown Friday, struggling to adapt to some of the toughest restrictions in the world as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
South Africans woke to a 21-day lockdown on Friday, some of the toughest measures in the world, as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. But the results are mixed and underlines the difficulty other countries in the region may face if the disease takes real hold. The streets of Johannesburg are practically deserted, for example, while military and traffic police have been removing homeless people from the streets and forcing them into shelters. But not far away in Alexandra and other poorer townships, large crowds are still gathering, and the cramped conditions in those places go against social distancing rules and act as a breeding ground for the virus among people reliant on the country's ailing public health system. The restrictions confine people to their homes for most activities, including exercise, only permitting trips outside for specific purposes like buying food or for health emergencies. South Africa's first two deaths from the virus both occurred in Western Cape, more than 600 miles from Johannesburg.
The head of the International Monetary Fund said Friday that countries around the world must respond with very massive resources to economic disruptions stemming from the coronavirus pandemic to lay the groundwork for a strong recovery. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said the pandemic has already plunged the world into recession, and it will be worse than during the last crisis, which caused a 0.7% drop in global output in 2009. On Wall Street, all three major indices closed down, with the Dow Jones Industrials off more than 4%, the S&P down nearly 3.5%, and the NASDAQ down 3.79%. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.